So we're learning Daf Yudal on Beis, and we're starting three lines from the top. Freit Amar Kasha, he said he wanted to send them a letter to explain the steer in the Braisa, not Shver, and you can leave the words Minchas Esachem B'Yayim in the second Braisa. Freit Amar, if he had a letter, if he had a letter, he would send them Ter Shev Baal Peh in a letter, written down. Omar Ab Rei Derav Chiyah Ba'ab, Aram Yechanon, Kois Ve'Halachos, Kesari Fa'Taira. Anyone who writes down Torah Shabbat Peh, it's like you bring the Torah. Why is it called bring the Torah? Rashi is too pshatim. Either because you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos by a dleika. Usually you're allowed to save Kisvei Kodesh. It's not called Kisvei Kodesh. You can't save it, so it's like it's burnt. Or you're not like have, you're not like keep it around Torah Shabbat Peh that's written, and you have to burn it. So either way, he's saying, how do you allow to write? You're not allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh. V'alayim et v'hem, someone learns from it, and you know, it's char, you get no schar. This is, of course, in those days. That you're not that you not let her write Torah and you now and you learn from it, it's no schar. Dara, and how do we know this? The Dara of Huda Ban Afayva Torah Dara Shlakish. Kosav Echareim says Ksoiv L'Chas Dvar Me'ila. One pasuk says write down these words. The Kosav Echareim Ki Al Pi Dvar Me'ila. That means Baal Peh. Loim Alach teaching us like this. Dvarim Sha'al Peh, something that's Baal Peh. I Atar Shai Loim Maksav. You now let her write it. Vishviksav, Tarish Viksav, Iyat Rashal Rapay, you're not allowed to say it by heart. We know you're not allowed to say things by heart, you're not allowed to say Tarish Viksav by heart. But Tana of the very small has different drasha. It says, Ksav Lachas Advar Ma'ela, Ha'ela, which means the Torah at the Kaisiv, Ava'ini at the Kaisiv, Allah. Because the cash is, how am I allowed to write this letter? I is Tarish Vapa. And for the Gemara, Amri, Dilma, Milsav Chad Toshani, something that's a Naya Chiddish, a new Teretz. And that you let it write. That you let it write. Because they didn't know how to answer the prices. You let it write this. They didn't know this yet. What's a riot to that? They used to learn Agarata out of Sfarim on Shabbos. Ah, you're not allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh. But Darshi Yochi, Eis Lasis Lashem, Heferi Torah Secha. Certain times when you want to do something, Laman Hashem, you can be made for the Torah. Ari Mutav to Oker Torah, Vatashtakach Torah Mishrol. It's better be oikar Torah and not be mistaken Torah in Yisrael. And from this part, and same thing here, to enter the stira, it's worth it to do this. Now, and because of this pasuk, taka, that's why we have Torah Shavit Baal Peh written down. First, it started with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who wrote the Mishnayis. He said, you know, Eslas Hashem. And then later on, not only did they write down the Mishnayis, they wrote down the Gemaras. In this, and the Grada happens to be, in this time of the Gemara here, the Mishnah was written already. And still, he wouldn't write this. Because by the beginning, they only wrote down the Mishnah. That much they couldn't remember, but the Gemara, of course they remembered. And came later, couldn't remember Gemara, so Ravina of Ashi wrote the Gemara as well, and that's why we have the Gemara written, because Eis Las Lashem Eferet Torah Secha. Zog the Gemara, Omra Papa, Hashda da Amrit, Nesachim Habam Befrei Atzmam, Kravim Afila Belayla. Now that we said this halacha, that Nesachim that were not around with Shasta Karbon, you could be Makrivim at night. So it comes out, Nesdam Nesachim Belayla, Maktishim Belayla Makrivim. If you get Nesachim at night, you can makdash it and makav it by night. And more as we mechadash it, now can you be makav at night, you can makdash it at night. And we know that already from a braisa, and we'll see from a mishnah, a braisa, we'll see in a second. But that's what Rav Papa told us, that now the halacha is that you can bring him at night, even you can makdash it at night. Omer Rav Yosef b'Rei d'Rav Shmuel, Rav Papa, tain v'sei halach, it's the first braisa like you. Zah, klal kol korav v'yoyim, in a koshel v'yoyim. Anything that you have to mark by yom, so you mark it by yom. We call it kar b'layla, kodesh b'layla. Anything that's marked by night, you have to, you can be marked it at night. Omer v'ad b'ahava, after you are marked it, but alay se'shacha b'salas b'm kevarim. Once you mark it, alay se'shacha passes it, just like it passes a varim. Ke'osu rav dima v'yecham shem v'shem v'meyer tzedek. In the darash in this long pasuk that we had a little part of it before, the pasuk says, Eile tasu l'Hashem, this is what you do for Hashem on the Me'adois, on Yom Tovim. Let's start from the pasuk. This is what you do for Hashem on Yom Tov. This is chayvus that come chayva on Yom Tov. These are the regular masaf on Yom Tov. Levad min the dreichem min the dvoiseichem. What does that mean? Lima on darma davish kar mechayel shamayid. If someone has a neda and a dava yachid, he brings it on chayel shamayid. He brings this carbon on chayel shamayid. V'lo ilo seichem ma kasev adava. What's that talking about? Iba elos neder Harik v'amun adreichem. It says the adreichem. Vil v'as adav, harik v'amun adveseichem. It says that they're adav already. Eina medaber, el ba'oilois yeledas. Ba'oilas mitzayra. It's being marbe, you even let her bring the choyva of oilo yeledas and oilos mitzayra on chalamoid. Ulamincho'y seichem. What's Menachos teaching us? Menachos Daba, even Menachos Neder. It says right, Ned Nedrechem and Advaisechem. Rekvamar, Rekvamar, Menachos Daba, Rekvamar. So what's Menachos Sechem coming to be Marba? And in Medaba, Menachos Soito, Menachos Kenois, that you let her bring that, with those are Choiva, you let her bring that on Choyal Amoyed. Meneskechem and Shalmechem, what does that teach us? Nesachem and Shlomim, we have everything. Makus Sachem Lashlomim, Mashlomim Beyoim, Af Nesachem Beyoim, we had this drasha before, and we said that was talking about Nesachem that come with the Zavach. Now, why should have said Shlomim? Why should Shalmei Chem? The Rabbi Shalmei Nazir. Teach us, Shalmei Nazir could also be brought on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Gemara will elaborate on Shalmei Nazir in a second. Omle Abaya, V'leim Amar Shalmei Pesach. Why don't we say it's coming to the Marba, the Chagigas Yudalit, that you can bring in a Chol HaMoed? Maybe that's what's being Marba. Because Shalmei Nazir doesn't need a ribuy. Why not? Because Shalmei Nazir is an Adava. How do you bring a Shalmei Nazir? You make a neder that I'm going to be a Nazir. And then I bring Kavanah. So it's one of the Nadarim. Only by the way, Mar Shalmei Pesach. These Shalmei Nazir, Nidav Nidavu. It's a repulsion of the Nidav Nidav. It's a regular thing that I do make. And the time. What? Yeah, but not Shalmei Nazir. Shalmei Nazir is a shtickle of a chayva. That's why he said marbet, because why was he marbet? Because just regular shlomim in the shlomim is marbet Shalmei Nazir.
I know. So he's asking why you be marbet Shalmei Nazir.
Right.
Pesach.
What's the question?
I'm asking that it says shlomim already in the pasuk.
Where? That's the pasuk we use with Nazir. Not two times shlomim. It's one time shlomim in the pasuk. It's only one time shlomim in the pasuk. Only twice, right? One time. And he says, Shalmeichem comes to what? For Nazir. He says, why is saying Nazir? Nazir is anyway good. It's a net of the Nadav. See, why is saying Nazir? Shalmeichem. Yeah, it's that. Yeah. So Mara says, Shalmei Nazir, the Chayra, is Nidav Nidav. This Shalmei Nazir, Nidav Nidavu. That's called the Nadav, the Tanya. I'll bring you a Raya, it's called Nadav. The Tanya with the Raya, Zeh Klal Kosu Nidav Nidav Karav Bamas Yachid. Anything that's Nidav Nidav, Yamaka recovers in a Bamas Yachid. Bamas Yachid means the time of the Bamas, they had a Bamas Yachid, and then they had it in the Mishkan on a Bamas Sibur. So, Kosu Nidav Nidav, Kar of Bamas Yachid. So, any Nidav Nidav, for example, a Tamid or a Chatas, ain't a Kar of Bamas Yachid. You're not Maka that a Bamas Yachid. Vitanan, when it gives examples, Hamanachos, Vanaziris, Kreim Bamas Yachid, Rameya. So, what do you see? It's called a Nidav Nidav, because if not, how do you bring Nazan and Bamas Yachid? So, let's take out Nazir from there. And really, Nazir is not called Nidav Nidav. The question is really how to look at a Nazir. On one hand, you became a Nazir through a Nadava. On the other hand, once you're a Nazir, you have to bring the carbon. So he says, some of the kind of Nazirs. It's not called Nidav Nidav. Right? Of course, it's a Nadava. I'll bring a Raya, Vaksiv. Avashalom lived in the time of Heta Abamos, Vaksiv. Miketa Abam Shana. When Avashalom tricked David and ran away to Hebron and made the rebellion, the way he tricked David is by saying like this. He has to go back to Hebron to be makir of his Naziris. You know, Avshalom was a Nazir. And every year he restarted his Naziris and brought Kabbalahs. But Ksiv, Meketz Abam Shana, Vayoyim Avshalom El HaMelech, Elchana, after 40 years he said, let me go back, Vayashalom Es Nidre, Yashonadati, Lashem Bechevron. Let me go pay back my neder in Hebron. Ki Nodin Al Davadacha, because I made a neder of a Nazir when I was in the city called Gashur. When there was a city called Geshur. So, what do you see? You see over here, you could bring it on a bama. My lava carbon. But it sounds like, yeah, I could bring the carbon on. You could bring a carbon on, even though it's a Nazir, you could bring the carbon in Hebron, a bama Siochen. So it sounds like, you could bring it. So, we're loya, ikin nedroy. What it means is that he made the neder in Chevron. I mean, as nidrish adat l'Hashem b'chevron. He's not going to bring makir the carbon of Chevron. It's always neder that he made in Chevron. Right? The Gemara, ikin neder b'chevron hu, v'lo b'kshur hava. It was a different city. It wasn't in Chevron. You can't say it means he made the neder in Chevron. Om Rav Acha, v'tem Rav Rachanon, lo halach av Shalom, el havi kvasim min Chevron. He just went to Chevron to get kvasim. Because they're very fat kvasim over there. How can I mistaver? Did him like Ruvel who does? If he's going to be makaved there, he's in Yerushalayim now. Why would he leave Yerushalayim and go to Chevron? Shavu Yerushalayim was makaved Chevron. What's he going to Chevron for? So must be to get kvasim. Break the Gemara. Ella Ma'ala Havi kvasim mechevron. He went to get kvasim mechevron. The lashon doesn't work like that. It says Hayah Asher Adat Lashem bechevron. It sounds like he's going to Chevron to makaved mechevron by Leish. Say he's going to get his things from Chevron. Say Mekaitz Abam Shalom Shalom Malach. He's talking about Makavern and better. Givoin, where the Mishkan was in Givoin, the Makim Kaddish, where you had the Bama Gedalihu, and why didn't he go to Givoin? Forget about Chevron, go to Givoin. Ella, Kibush put through our Bamas. Since the Lacha is that Bamas are Mutter, you go wherever he wants. And therefore, it's not a Kasha. And Lamaisa finalized, we're saying, finalized, we are saying that at the end of the day is that you could be makrivin and bamas yachin. It's a raya that nazir is cool nidav nidav and bias kasha is a good kasha that should have said shami petzah shami nazir because nidav nidav. Now it says up a case of abam shana 40 years from where abam shana leman tana rabbi narayi oim mashum rabbi yeshua mikates abam shana shalom hamelach. It's 40 years after they asked for a melech, which was in the 10th year of Shmuel. The Tanya. So it was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign over Klal Yisrael. So Esther Shana Melech Shmuel ba'asmoi. 10 years Shmuel was a king by itself. And then he didn't ask for a king. Shana Achas Shemalach Shaul v'Shmuel. Then Shaul and Shmuel were kings together. V'shtayim Shemalach Shaul ba'asmoi. And 2 years Shaul was king himself. It's altogether three. V'shloishim v'sheish really say Osheva Shemalach David. And 37 of David, that's when the rebellion of Avshalom happened, which is 40 years after they asked for a melech, happened the rebellion of Avshalom. It must have to do with it. There's some kind of einish for that. And Rashi explains by Arichas how you know these numbers, how you know Shmuel was 10 years and 3 years. And one of the pshatim are because it says that Shmuel was born in the second year after Eli was the Shaifet, was in charge of Klal Yisrael, and Eli lived 40 years. So it's 39 years from Eli HaKoyen until Shmuel became in charge. And we know that Shmuel was lived to 52. So 52 minus 39 is 13 years. That's where we get the 13 years of Shmuel until, and we know Shmuel died the same time as Shaul HaMelech, and therefore we know it's 13 years there. It's one of the Chesbonis, but Al Kapana 40 years means 40 years before they asked to be a king.